Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we are discussing International Women's Day. This day is celebrated annually on March the 8th. We'll also look at Women's History Month celebrated in March. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his election year State of the Union address Thursday, where he's expected to discuss his handling of the economy, reproductive rights, immigration, and the Ukraine and Gaza conflicts. But the 81-year-old will also use the occasion to demonstrate he is physically and mentally fit for a second term. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
His election year State of the Union address gives President Joe Biden a one-hour spotlight for his re-election bid, letting him tout his work on issues voters care about, like the economy, immigration, reproductive rights, and aid to Ukraine and Israel, and, hovering over it all, the alternative if he loses. It's a tall order for any president, but Biden also faces opposition over something he cannot change.
The American public remains concerned about Biden's age, and that is, I think, a key challenge he will have to get past while making the case for his re-election.
The White House told VOA the president will focus on issues.
He's very much looking forward to the opportunity to talk to the American people, to the Congress, and actually, quite frankly, the world, about all the incredible things that he has accomplished in these 3.5 years as president of the United States, from the economy to education to health care to employment, as well as on the world stage, and really restoring American leadership on the world stage.
Presidential analysts say Biden's words will center on policy, but the sizzle will come from his delivery and audience interactions.
I think he relishes being in the well of the House and mixing it up with members of Congress. The highlight of his State of the Union experience has been the moments when Republicans have rudely challenged him during his speech, even heckling him, and he's responded with alacrity, humor, and irony, and quite a lot of efficacy.
Foreign policy analysts expect Biden to highlight the conflict in Gaza, noting that he's invited relatives of Americans taken hostage by Hamas to attend the speech.
Previous State of the Unions have tilted a little bit more towards domestic issues. Of course, there's a domestic component to the foreign policy situation, particularly with the conflict in the Middle East. But this is definitely going to take up a lot of President Biden's focus, because that's what's on people's minds as well.
Pollsters say another man is on voters' minds as well.
For Biden, then, the key thing is showing that he can win the election against Trump. That's really the key thing he's going to have to show, even more than any sort of is he doing a good job with the economy or immigration or any of these other issues.
Biden gets his chance to answer that Thursday night. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Commemoration for Women's History Month started on the March the 4th in the United States, where the United States First Lady Jill Biden, in conjunction with the State Department, honored women from all over the world with the Women of Courage Award. Although Zimbabwe was not selected this year, previous winners include rights activist Rita Nyampinga, human rights activist Justina Mukoko, and rights defender Beatrice Mutetwa. International Women's Day is designed to renew the world's collective commitment in achieving gender equality. According to the United Nations, this year's theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. Next week, the United Nations will host the 68th session of the Status of Women in New York from March the 11th to the 22nd. Several Zimbabwean government and rights activists are expected to attend the event. Addressing journalists in Harare today, Women Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa said International Women's Day commemorations will be held tomorrow in Shurugwi and Midlands Province. Minister Muchangwa said one of the major issues affecting women in Zimbabwe are gender-based violence and child marriages. Here's what she had to say at the event.
Clearly, the issues which has kept women behind in this country, and this is why we are all very concerned with all our development partners. Gender-based violence is one. And that is a serious, serious challenge. We need to deal with that. I know a lot of effort has been put, but we still have numbers of gender-based violence going high. And that has got to be dealt with. Issues of marrying children at a very tender age, that takes away that talent. Because as we are born, whether you are a baby girl or a baby boy, you are born with some kind of talent. And we are saying, and this is why we are involved with all stakeholders, chiefs and leaders, to say allow the girl child, the boy child, to really harness that talent so that it will help the development of this country. So we will continue working with everybody to deal with those issues. Issues of funding. And historically we know that women have always been left behind. They have no means of production. And this is why the government has come up with the Women Microfinance Bank. This specifically targets women because they don't have access to loans due to the fact that they don't have collateral. So the Women's Microfinance Bank gives collateral-free loans, and the percentage of interest rates has to be kept low so that women can actually start with empowerment projects. We are also aware of the fact that they need training, education. We are happy we do have academia within this room. The issue of making sure that...
That was Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa speaking in Harare. Speaking at the same event, Ruvimbo Nyikadzino, director of She Rose, said sexual harassment is a challenge in the media industry and other places of work.
I'm quite excited to be part of the celebrations of the Women's Month, especially as a young woman who is in media. Over the years, stereotypes around women are participating in these key areas and which were previously dominated by men has been quite challenging. And being part of this discourse, being part of this great platform for us as young women to be also disseminating information and giving maybe analysis on critical issues as women, it's quite a milestone. And also just to speak about issues of sexual harassment, which is quite dominant, as much as we have advocated for a sexual harassment policy, but a little has been done. So I think as we also celebrate the Women's Month, it is quite critical to also bring forward such issues for them to be addressed. We also advocate for maybe social harassment policies to be in place, even in the newsrooms that we work in the media house that we work in, for them to be committed and maybe vow that the rights of women be respected, because this has been quite a setback for many women to get into media because of the stereotypes around that area. So as we celebrate, yes, but we also celebrate the inclusion of women.
That was Ruvimbo Nyikadzino, director of She Rose, a women's rights organization, speaking in Harare. A recent law graduate from the University of Zimbabwe, Nadia Mutisi, said International Women's Day and the Women's Month should be taken as an opportunity to reflect on female students' issues such as sexual harassment and other issues.
In celebration and commemoration of International Women's Month, that is the month of March, as well as International Women's Day, 8 March, I'd like to speak on the struggles that young women, particularly female students, are facing here in Zimbabwe. Firstly, I'd like to address the issue of sexual exploitation in universities. You find that most young women are probably paying for their own school fees and therefore become prey to sugar daddies or even boys and young men at the university institutions. For example, in some of the university institutions, there is a big issue of pimping out of young women. This is done by people that you know, your friends, sometimes your family, your uncles, people who personally know these young women are pimping them out in order for them to make money. But secondly, there's an issue as well with respect to the education system, where young women do not have access to different kinds of opportunities, number one, but also different kinds of media, as well as technologies that young women should be able to use. As such, you find that young women get into compromising situations in order for them to be able to get ahead.
An unidentified Harare resident who has been a vendor for more than a decade criticized the crackdown on street vendors by the municipal police, saying they are losing their ways, resulting in them failing to make ends meet. Let's hear what she had to say.
Right now, I'm 22 years.
Aiwa avo vanga vari mumwe mudzimai anoita basa rekutengesa vari muHarare asi vati havadi kudongwa nezita vachiti zuva ramangwana izuva rekuremekedza madzimai asi kwavari harireve chunhu sezvo vari kunonga svosve nemuromo. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, also www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms and we'll read them out. For those also who have just joined us, please note that, like we said before, you can actually find us on all our social media platforms. And today we are actually discussing International Women's Day commemorations. We'll also be talking about Women's History Month, celebrated in March. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Ronica Mumbire of the Zimbabwe Women's Bureau. And we are joined via Skype by Teresa Dangwa of Dangwa Consultancy and Lucy Ndong Chikowore of MTC USA. But I'll start off with you, Ms. Teresa Dangwa, on Skype. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what it's doing to assist women as women are celebrated this month.
Thank you so much for joining me. Even though the world is doing this just in this one month, for us it's an everyday thing. Our desire is to encourage every woman to live out their God-given purpose. So in that regard, I would like to share three forums in which we are commemorating women every day, but particularly in this month where we are pushing the encouragement for women to live out their God-given purpose. Dangwa Consulting is based in New York, but our services are that are all over the world. We provide to women, we provide remote work for those in Zimbabwe as well as in Pakistan, who individuals who have finished college, women who have finished college, but everywhere they turn, the easily are either they cannot get employment because work is not available, or there isn't enough work within their native country, that is in Zimbabwe and Pakistan, whether there is not enough work, or because they don't have the relevant experience. So we are encouraging these young women whom we are training to be able to also participate in their economy, in their respective economies, by working remotely. So we offer them jobs that are based in the U.S., but they are working from a home. They are working right from their living room, from their room, from wherever they live, as long as they have a phone and a laptop and access to an internet.
Mm-hmm. Thank
reliable
you.
Access to internet.
Thank you.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'll come back to you, but let's give a chance to the other ladies, because we have someone calling. We are calling from Zimbabwe, so I wanted to give them an opportunity to come onto the program. As we know, lines, you know, can sometimes be very tricky. So I'll come to you from Ronica Mumbire of the Zimbabwe Women's Bureau. Tell us a little bit about what your organization does and how you're going to be commemorating Women's Month and International Women's Day tomorrow.
Thank you very much for the invite. So we are a national women's organization. We are also a membership organization, and we work with women on issues of gender equality, also trying to break barriers that impede gender equality. And some of the things that we do include empowering women to be able to demand their rights, including issues of leadership, work around gender-based violence, food security. We also work around issues to do with the environment, energy, and issues of climate change, issues of unpaid care work with the women. So for tomorrow, we are issuing out a statement, a strong statement on issues of gender equality, encouraging even the government to be able to uphold what we committed to as a nation in our constitution that was signed in 2013 by our president. So it is one of the things that we are going to do, but because we work more with women within the rural communities, we want to make sure that they also are part of what will be happening. Usually these commemorations are done at very high profile. We also want them to feel that something is happening that concerns women. That mm-hmm. we do is to use our champions in the rural areas to be able to reach out, organize different activities within the rural communities. And also we are going to be blasting SMS to the women, reminding them of the special day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll come back to you in a little bit. Let's now switch over to Ms. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero of MTC United States. We see the CSW coming up in New York next week. Is your organization going, and what are you going to be offering to the women and girls?
Yes, my name is Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. I'm based here in the United States, but our operations are in Zimbabwe. That is rural Zimbabwe, Manimani, and in the Mashonaland Forest. We have girls who will be participating at this global event, the Commission on Status of Women, that is going to be held in New York. We have, as an organization, as MTC, we have facilitated so that these girls can have their voices unfiltered, because we have the tendency of speaking on behalf of other people. But we are saying, girls, bring your lived experiences, and we are going to offer the platform to you, for you to speak to the world about your lived experiences. So on the 14th of March, we are going to have an event for the girls in rural Zimbabwe, rural Kenya, that is the and girls from the Maasai community in Tanzania, and those from here in the United States, they will be speaking about the theme of this year, which is focusing more on accelerating the achievement of gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls by addressing poverty and strengthening institutions. So the girls will be speaking about poverty from a gender perspective, from a girl's perspective. And also, we are going to be having people like the Gender Commission CEO and other respectable people like the Deputy Executive Director of UN Women, who also grace our event, to be listening to these girls so that they can also implement the contributions by the girls wherever they are making the policy frameworks. So we are having girls at the CSW that is happening next weekend.
Thank you very much. I'll come back to you, Ms. Dangwa. Tombopinda murimirwa mai kuti mataura imi kuti munowanikwa imi muchishanda nevanhu padande mutande. Zviri kufamba sei? Takanyanyotarisa nevasikana vazhinji vakapedza mabasa, asi vazhinji vari kutaura kuti munyika hamuna mabasa. Tanzwa amai vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanotengesa pamusika, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, uyezve vari kungoti zuva ramangwana harireve chinhu kwavari nekuti zvinhu hazvina kuvamirira zvakanaka. Imi muri kubatsira sei vana ava vakapedza zvikoro?
Tiri kuvabatsira mukuti kunyanyisa vanasikana vachangopedza macolleges vari kushayiwa mabasa nekudaiwa nenhama yekuti sezvamataura kuti kumusha mabasa hakuna, asi kwane mamwe mabasa anokwanisika kuitika munhu uri kumba kwako. Hazvireve hauni de hauna haufanire kutsvaga visa kana work permit, unogona kuzviita basa iroro uri ikoko. Isusu tiri kuno tiri isu tiri kukubatsira kutsvaga basa iroro, woriita uri ikoko, woitawo basa rako nemazvo. Isusu tokukonekta nevanhu vari kuno vari kutsvaga vanhu vari kutsvaga mabasa avari kuda kuitirwa. Kana uri munhu achangobva kuchikoro, unogona kunge uri kutadza kuwana basa nekuda kwokuti uri kunzi hauna experience. Aiwa, ndosaka tiripo tokubatsira, tokutraina, tokupai training iyoyo yekuti ukwanise kunge newewo uchiwanawo mabasa ekuita pana ndemutande.
Aiwa, chimbobatai makadaro, regai chimbotora kola. Halo kola, makadii kola? Halo
makadii.
Aiwa, tiri wadii, muri tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Mutira na baba wa moyo kuno South Africa.
Ehe, taurai chinzwe wa moyo murukunzwa iri mudandaro iyi. Uno mwezi we madzimai munoti iyi.
Shalo kwa nchuku ndosa kataisa namba zero tifone regani tukwa sevese. Mwezi uno we madzimai nezwa iri. Izo rakakosha zukuru. Nukuti shalo kwa nga utara zukuru sitarasa madzimai. Tufuka tutaito kuro zanye madzimai tifarapa. Tine matina utu madzimai nufauti. Ave nezvaanoita muupenyu tori kana ramba vachinge vazorwana mari. Ya, zuva ranhasi zuva guru rakakosha zvikuru. Tichirangarira mabasa anobata madzimai epasi rose, chinhu chekutanga munoona kuva madzimai, chinhu chekutanga kusenga nombo nokurera mwana uzokura. Uye futi nemabasa ose anoita madzimai akasiyana siyana. Kune madzimai mazhinji achikuona achiita mabasa akakosha achimira pamberi pevanhu vazhinji vachiita mabasa akasiyana siyana, nokukurudzira, nokuvaka, nokuvakudza, nokuonesa ramangwana. Saka mabasa akafanana iwawo tinotenda tichiona madzimai zvakafanana tisiri vanhu vechirume. Tinofanira kurespekta madzimai kana achiita mabasa avo, tivaremekedze pose pose pavangapinda, mungava mumakereke, mungava mumayunivhesiti, kungava kumakambani akasiyana siyana, kuti vanamai mabasa vari kuita mabasa akakosha. Nokuti nhasi uno tiri kuona nyika dzose vari kuita mapati emadzimai akasiyana, kusimudzira madzimai. Uye futi madzimai haadi kumatorera pasi, anoti atsigiri usitira na baba. Izvo ndinguva zvakafanani amai varigona kushanda basa rinogona kudarika rangu kana vaigona kukora mukoro udarika wangu. Saka urana baba vose kunzoko, tinofanira kuti remekedze madzimai nemabasa ose avanoita.
Aiwa, mfundisi, ndimabva mavharisa magona 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 kutaura, but line renyu manje hatisi kunyatsonzwika. Saka tokutendai, regai titorowo vamwe vari panhare. Alo kola. Hello kola. Kola vanenge vadropa. Hello kola. We're still wanting to hear from the other caller, but I understand that they've dropped. Hello caller. Mukola, mukoma desire tauraitinzwe.
Murisensei.
Aiwa, tauraitinzwe, mukoma desire murikuinzwa iri mudandaro iri.
Andirikuinzwa zvangu.
Ingoti gaga kuti tibva tangopedzisa chirongwa tauraitinzwe. Aiwa, tinotenda. Thank you there. Koma Desire, I think he was having problems with his line, but that's okay. I'll come to you, Mai Ronica Mumbire. Mumbo, utsananguro kuti. Vanenge vachida kushanda nemi, vanokuwana ipapi, uye zvizvi zvamunga vabatsira nazvo, madzimai nyanya muZimbabwe imomo.
Zimbabwe Women Bureau tinowanikwa sezvandataura tinowanikwa pasi rose asi pamusoro pemaoffice edu tinowanikwa panhamba 43 Hillside Road kuHillside. Tine office zvakare kuBulawayo panhamba 27 Robert Mugabe Road. Foni dzedu dzinoti 071-2882-823. Rimwe basa ratinoita rinogona kubatanidza madzimai rakanangana nekuvasumudzira zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo zvine chokuita nekubatsirana nemadzimai kuti vakwanise kuwana mari yokuti vatange kuita maprojects akasiyana siyana. Rimwe batiko ratinaro ratakasimba pariri nderekupa mandonzi kumadzimai. Tinomaita nenzira dzakasiyana siyana dzinoita kuti madzimai anogara kunzvimbo dzakasiyana akwanise kuwana zvikwanisiro asi tinobhiliva kuti iye mudzimai anokwanisa kuva anogona kuzvibatsira zvimwe chekuita naizvozvo taka tinokurudzira zvinhu zvakaita semikando nemaservice cooperatives anotungamirirwa neministry of women affairs saka tinoorganiza madzimai edu oita mikando uye togona kuvabatsira kuti varegiste vaite maservice credit cooperatives asi izvo zvakare tinogona kuzovabatsira kuti vaite mabasa avo emaoko akakura vachigona kumasumudzira kuti akure nokubatsirana nemaloni.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Muve nezuva rakanaka. Amai Ronica Mumbire resangano reZimbabwe vari kutaura nesu vari kuZimbabwe. Toya kwamuri mai Chikowero, motipa mazwenye kupedzisira kuti vanhu vangakuwana ikupi kana vada kushanda nemabasa amuri kuita.
Okay, tinowanikwa pa on the ground tiri kuChimanimani kwatine a free library that iri kutangwa yakatangwa namhaka iye MTC Community Library kuti vanasikana nemadzimai vawane access to books zviri free kuChimanimani district panonzi panedziwa. So ipapo ndopa munokwanisa kutiwana. Padande mutande tiripo paFacebook se MTC Educated Girl Inc. Then pa Twitter tiripo zvakare as MTC Educate a Girl. Then zvakare pa website tiripo as MTC Educate a Girl .org.
Thank you so much. Let's give the last chance now to Miss Teresa Dangwa. Where can people find you? And you can also say something just short, briefly in Ndebele. You are saying that you're offering jobs on the internet. I'm sure your inbox will be flooded, but say something in Ndebele so that our other listeners can also hear.
Okay, siyabonga kakhulu thina eDangwa Consulting. Sifuna ukuthi sibambe ku plus 914-618-8800.
Thank you there. We'll be sharing the links of all the ladies that we spoke to today for those that have just joined us, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.